U.S. Congressman Bobby Scott represents the 3rd District in Virginia, and the U.S. House of Representatives is joining me today. Congressman Scott, how are you?
Doing fine. How are you? I'm up in Washington.
I know. You're back at work on Capitol Hill, and the latest talks, you know what they are, the fiscal cliff.
There's a lot of drama, but, I mean, if we don't do anything by December 31st, there'll be a lot of uncertainty, but nothing will happen on January 1st or 2nd. I mean, nobody's going to, you can declare by executive order that the IRS should not change the withholding schedules. You don't have to stop dealing out contracts on January 2nd. I mean, so very little will actually happen. One problem may be that the stock market may react, but in terms of actual fiscal cliff, we don't know what's going to happen. One of the concerns is that when you start talking about tax cuts, there's been very little discussion about what the budget impact is going to be. If you cut taxes or extend tax cuts, you have to pay for it. And if you extend all of the tax cuts, you have to pay for all of them. If you extend none of the tax cuts, you don't have anything to pay. You don't have to cut anything. And so depending on how much you're willing to cut, that will indicate how much tax cuts you can extend. And the problem is what gets cut. If you're talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare in order to extend some tax cuts, I think you got a very unpopular situation. I don't think people want to give up Social Security, Medicare, community health centers, Head Start, education assistance, transportation. I mean, there's a limit to what people are willing to give up in order to get a little tax cut.
So President Obama wants some of the Bush tax cuts to expire, but not all.
Basically, the president's position is that that portion of your income under $250,000, all of the tax cuts would be extended. For that portion of your income over $250,000, all of the tax cuts would expire. The total cost for all of the tax cuts is about $4 trillion. If you let the tax cuts expire for that portion of your income over $250,000, you would save $1 trillion, and you'd only have $3 trillion to pay for. The question is, how are you going to pay for it? Now, if you cut out some wasteful programs that nobody likes, and if you can get you can do that, then obviously you'd like the tax cuts. But when you start going into programs that people think are important, public safety, transportation, education, Head Start, embassy security, that was cut significantly in the last budget. And then the same people who did the cutting are talking about the lack of security. Well, if you cut the funding, you're going to have less security. FEMA was cut in the last budget. I mean, when you start making the list, it's and really make choices. Do I want the tax cut so badly that I'm willing to cut this list of spending? That's the choice you have to make. It's not, the question isn't how would you like a tax cut. The question is how would you like a tax cut paid for with these spending cuts? And that's what we haven't even, the discussion hasn't even begun. People are saying, well, I'd like a tax cut, but it is almost unrelated to the spending cuts. Some say, well, you maybe extend a few more, a few less. Well, if you extend a few less, then you don't have to cut as much. If you extend a few more than tax cuts, you have to cut more. What are we talking about? That has not even entered into the conversation. And what a lot of us are fearful of is that people will say, how would you like a tax cut? And so, I'd love a tax cut. Then you come back in January and cut Social Security and Medicare and Head Start and community health centers, transportation, education assistance, in order to pay for the tax cuts, when you'd say, well, if I knew that's what you're going to do, I wouldn't have gone for the tax cuts to begin with.
And some of the entitlement programs will be included in the tax cuts.
If you protect Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense, there's only $4 trillion left. And if you extend $3 trillion in tax cuts and try to pay for it, obviously, you can't get it out of non-defense discretionary spending. You've got to go into Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense. And Governor Romney was talking about increasing defense spending, which means you got to go more heavily into Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And so if you cut Medicaid significantly, most of the money in Medicaid goes to seniors and nursing homes. And what are you going to tell people? You're not going to pay for the nursing home? Are we going to cut Medicare? Are we going to cut Social Security in order to provide to extend the tax cuts? I mean, this is the question, not whether you'd like a tax cut, but whether you want the tax cut so badly that you're willing to go into Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, defense, and social safety net in order to pay for it. Now, a lot of people say, I want my tax cut, and if that's what's got to get cut, so be it. Others saying, well, I'd like a tax cut, but we need to maintain, we don't want to mess with Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. So if you can't figure out how to do it without going into Social Security, then let's just hold up on the tax cuts.
Hmm. Interesting point.
But you don't hear that discussion. Everybody's just saying, well, how'd you like a tax cut? Okay, let's work together and do the tax. Let me tell you, if you have a deficit reduction discussion, if the first thing out of your mouth is a tax cut, then you know the rest of the discussion is not going to be serious. I mean, you don't have any popular choices on the table when you're doing deficit reduction. You have to increase taxes or cut spending. Hmm. And when you start talking about who's going to get a tax cut, I mean, you're not even engaging in the discussion.
And you're not being taken seriously.
Well, unfortunately, they are being taken seriously. Governor Romney was running for president on a platform of 20. We got a deficit reduction. We got a deficit problem. His platform was a 20% tax cut, increased defense spending, and we really got to get serious about the deficit. I mean, I was just surprised that people didn't just laugh. But people said, yes, I'd like a tax cut. Yes, I'd like more defense spending. Yes, I'd like the deficit to be fixed without any appreciation of the fact that that arithmetic is important. I mean, you know, you can't cut taxes, increase spending, and reduce the deficit and conform to fundamental principles of arithmetic. And that's the problem. People think you can cut taxes without any impact on the budget. And so long as they believe that, and that's what Governor Romney was campaigning on, you can have a tax cut, you can have increased spending, and you can deal with the deficit. So long as people ignore arithmetic, it makes sense. At some point, though, and this is we've been doing this for the last 12 years, 8 years under Bush, and we haven't gotten it fixed yet under President Obama and President Bush. that if people actually believe that, when you start trying to fix it, and trying to conform a budget to fundamental principles of arithmetic, you find that you got some very unpleasant decisions to make, and you can't deal with the deficit and make people happy. You have to cut spending and or raise taxes, and neither one will help you get elected. And so now we've gotten to the point where we've cut taxes in 2001 and 2003. You fought two wars without paying for it. You had a prescription drug benefit without paying for it. And all of a sudden, nobody paid any attention to the deficit. And here we are trying to do something about it. In 2001, people say, well, you can never balance a budget. In 2001, we had enough of a surplus that if we hadn't messed up the budget, we would have paid off the entire debt held by the public by about 4 years ago. That means we'd owe no money to China, Japan, or Saudi Arabia. We'd have more money coming into the budget than we got going out. And when Chairman Greenspan in 2001 was answering questions like, are we paying off the national debt too quickly? I mean, we can do it, but you can't do it by cutting taxes and increasing spending.
U.S. Congressman Bobby Scott representing a 3rd District in Virginia. He's on Capitol Hill. And thank you so much for this update on our nation's budget.
Thank you, Clovia.